The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It is April 4th, 2024. That's 4/4/24. Steph, you're from Ontario, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you guys have some, to put it lightly, weird milk things.
Oh, are you questioning our bagged milk?
You bet I am. I wanna ask you some questions about bagged milk.
Okay.
One, how do you pour it?
So you have a jug, so you have to have an extra accessory.
Oh, wait, so you're telling me that it's pretty much the exact same as getting a milk carton, except more steps. Because you have a jug.
Yeah, but I think it's less waste. So it's just like a plastic, long rectangle bag of milk. You just throw it in the jug, cut a corner off. Yeah.
I just have some. You can recycle milk jugs. You can't recycle plastic bags, right?
But the cool thing about these milk bags is that you can cut them off and wash them out.
Yeah.
And they are super strong bags, so they're great for, you know, anything that you don't need a zip on the top of.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put a little twist tie on top. All of a sudden, nuts for days. You're never going to have them leak in your bag.
Okay. So are you not able to buy milk, like, elsewhere? Like, do they not sell milk at grocery stores?
What do you mean elsewhere? Yeah, they sell milk at grocery stores.
I didn't know. Like,
where do you think I buy the bag of milk?
You buy the bagged milk? I thought some guy brings it around.
What?
I thought some milkman. Because that's so weird. You're buying a bag of milk at the grocery store?
Yeah, it comes in a bag of three. So it's a 4-liter bag of milk. But it's three bags. And they're called quarts. I just got to grab it. We have one. I'm going to bring a quart of milk with me. You're going to bring one of the three bags with you.
So instead of these gallon of milk jugs that, like, we have here, those aren't in Ontario? Or are they?
They're, like, coming around a little bit, but most of the time growing up, I lived on a border town. If somebody had a jug of milk, you knew that it was from Michigan. It wasn't from Canada.
Why has Ontario stuck with this for so long?
I don't think it's a problem. It's not that weird.
I don't think it's that normal.
Well, that's fine. That's just because you didn't grow up in Ontario. I think jugs of milk are weird.
I keep getting telekinesis videos on TikTok, and as crazy as that sounds, the comments are even crazier.
Can you just remind me again what telekinesis is?
Absolutely. Telekinesis is the ability to move stuff with your mind.
Oh, like Matilda.
Exactly
okay.
Like Matilda.
Okay.
Okay, so just keep in mind Matilda this entire time.
All right.
A movie. That's what a Matilda is.
Yes, of course.
Exactly.
And a book. But yeah. Who's counting?
So the comments are crazy because there are people saying that it works.
What?
That telekinesis works. Do you believe that telekinesis is a real thing?
No.
Okay, well, this is going to make it a lot more entertaining.
Okay, good.
Well, not only are there comments on these telekinesis videos being like, oh, I can do that too. That's crazy. I did that too. But there are also tutorials on telekinesis. And I've looked at about, I want to say 25 tutorials.
Whoa.
And gotten most of the steps that are in the same videos. And I want you to just listen along and do it.
Okay, I'm ready.
I want you to try it. Okay.
I'm really concentrating here.
Start by rubbing your hands and trying to feel the energy inside of you that will allow you to move stuff.
Okay.
Okay, step two.
You need to moisturize, apparently.
Step two, find something and keep your eyes on it that's small. Let's say a pen. Let's start with a pen.
Okay.
Find a pen with your eyes and just stare at it.
Got one.
Okay, step three, place your thumb in your palm and bend the rest of your fingers while pointing all your energy to the object. So, like, do kind of a T-Rex hand, but your thumb is in your palm. Okay. Now, keep staring at that pen and feel the energy coursing through your body.
Okay.
And the final step, step four, which I think needs a little more explanation, is extract the energy from your body out of your fingertips onto the object.
John.
Yeah?
It's hovering right now.
Could you imagine?
We have a special guest with us this morning. Mr. Rory O'Hearn is here. You got a big concert coming up, eh?
Yes, and thanks for having me today. I'm excited.
Yay, me too. So April 13th is a concert, but why don't you tell me a little bit about the band that you are in, which is Oiltown Records, right?
Yep, Oiltown. We have probably 10 to 12 members now, and we've been doing songs and events and workshops over the last year in Fort Mac, So yeah, we did the Arctic Winter Games last year, International Women's Day. We did a men's mental health event, Canada Day. We've done a bunch of, we did some free shows, and then, yeah, Keanu College, we did a couple of events there. So yeah, we're really excited about this opportunity to perform, and yeah.
Tell me about your style of music.
So we do, it's based around hip hop, but it touches on different genres. So we have some gospel, we have some R&B, some reggae, some just like a combination of like old school hip hop and newer stuff. So yeah.
And it feels really good when you're listening to it. You can't help but kind of bop your head.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe. Yeah.
For sure. Now, next Saturday night, there's a concert. So you're going to be performing, but also there's a special guest coming to Fort McMurray just for this event?
Yeah. So Ayaz is the big international artist, big platinum artist, and he's got a really popular hit song that everyone knows. So it's going to be good.
Which one's that?
Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Yeah. Got me singing like...
Na-na-na. Yeah, such a good song.
It's been in my head for like a few weeks.
Well, of course it has. The second you say Ayaz, that's what you think about, or at least once you know that Ayaz is the guy who sings that, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, exactly. So it's going to be at the St. Cruz Sport and Wellness Center, April 13th. Where can we get tickets?
You can get them. San Rillo is, they're the organizers, and on their Facebook page, they're selling them. People can reach out to me directly. So we have the Oiltown Records Facebook page. I know ABO is one of the groups as well. They're a hip hop group from Fort McKay, and they're selling them. So on their Facebook page, and yeah, or if you Google it, I'm sure you can find it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for bringing this band in. Very exciting, and can't wait to see you perform either. That'll be awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Rory. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 na
every day's like my iPod stuck on replay, replay. What do you think would be more likely for us to get here in the big Fort Mac? A Costco or an Olive Garden?
An Olive Garden.
Really? Man, okay, I'm joyful about the Olive Garden. Like, I loved the Olive Garden in Calgary, but you can't beat Costco.
I mean, everybody has been asking for years and years for a Costco. That is why everyone leaves the city once a month. They go down to Costco.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten one yet. I can't imagine that it's going to suddenly show up here.
What if we rally around it? What if right now, Play 103, we are teaming up with everybody else and we're getting our Costco?
Why do you want a Costco so bad? You are one person. What are you going to buy in bulk?
Steph,
yeah?
Have you ever heard of a $1.50 hot dog?
Oh, you just want to go for the hot dogs?
Do the math with me. $1.50 over 7 days a week? That's less than $20 a week I'm spending on dinners.
I think you need more than one hot dog, though, Don.
Oh, not these all beef hot dogs.
Mercury is in retrograde again.
Yeah, of course it is. You can't get Mercury out of retrograde, I think.
Well, it is in retrograde a couple times a year for about 3 weeks long. So it'll be in retrograde from Monday past until April 24th.
Okay.
Are you feeling the effects of it?
Steph, you know I don't know what retrograde means.
It just means that Mercury looks like it's going backwards. It's an optical illusion. It's not actually. But apparently Mercury was the god of communication and the messenger god. And so it can make our communication devices go haywire. It can also, they say, affect our relationships and our ability to come up with words quickly, to speak without thinking, that kind of thing.
Well, you know what? I mean... Apple went down yesterday. Instagram and
Whoa.
WhatsApp went down yesterday. Maybe my girlfriend broke up with me. So
she did?
Well, because of retrograde.
Right. She'll be back April 25th, right?
Yeah. No, exactly. That's how it works. Friggin' Mercury moving backwards and forwards and up and down.
Come on, Mercury. Get back in line here.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.